Hello, it's Tuesday, February 28th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. Before we bring our guest on today, we have to give a big, big thank you to Mr. Frank Whalen of Frankly Speaking Radio. We were on his show for 2 hours this morning, and Lisa, I can't even say that it went well. It went so much beyond well that I can't even believe it.
What a way to wake up, huh?
Yeah. Frank does a hell of a job down there, and we can't commend him more for everything he's doing. And also, we did a little bit of talking this morning on his show about Bill Broombaugh. And if you go to the Wing TV homepage, you'll see an article there about Bill. And it basically says, Bill Broombaugh, a pat on the back. And we know that oftentimes in the patriot movement, this can be a thankless job. And Bill does as good a job as anybody out there in disseminating information. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill Broombaugh to Wing Radio. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Well, I'm hanging in there a little bit under the weather with a cold, but always, always above the weather in terms of information.
Very
I figure
good.
If we're flying above what these guys are trying to lay on us, we're doing the right thing.
Bill, the consensus on Frank's show this morning was that you are undervalued, but we just want to let you know that we really appreciate everything that you do every day.
Well, I appreciate it very much. I'm trying real hard. The only way we're going to get a righteous revolution going is an educational motivation to get this done. And if we don't operate that way, we're going to be in deep, deep trouble. So I just try and get the information out and let people make up their own minds.
And speaking of which, Bill has the best email dissemination network on the Internet. And, Bill, last time you were on, you said some people were kind of upset that you put so many emails out to people, but we want you to give your email address again, and we want people to know that Bill does send out a lot of emails, but this is the most vital information out there. So give everyone your email address and let them know how they can contact you.
Okay, they can get on my email list by writing subscribe to bill@proactivenews.com, bill@proactivenews.com. Just write subscribe, and if you would, just take a second and say, I heard about you on Wing TV.
All right.
I'd appreciate it much.
All right. Well, to start this off, and there's so much going on in the world, and we know you're on top of this stuff like nobody else, I want to ask you a two-part question. As we move into March, it's the last day of February, as we move into March, what do you think is the biggest story that's going to confront us next month, and also, what's the hidden story that's kind of flying under the radar that you think has a chance of really popping out and being something big?
Well, I think they're both in the same, as a matter of fact, and I've been trying to reveal this hidden radar issue, and that is about the English acquisition of the United States. I think they're both the same story. You know, the English have stated for 100 years, Cecil Rhodes made that illustrative in his will and his Rhodes Foundation, how they wanted to reacquire the U.S. colony, the American colony, I should say, which is what they called it back then. And I think that that's going on right now. As we're talking about the port issue, and folks, in case you're not aware, Grand Central Station was also sold to the Dubai, already done. When we look at these issues and see what's going on, when we see the English acquisition of all the power companies in the United States, we need to start looking and saying, hey, hold it. This is not normal. This is wrong. And I think that as we've had some great questions about the history of our country in terms of the American Revolution and so forth, I think we're going to see the English behind all of it all the way down the line. I don't think we won the Revolutionary War. I think we found a different degree of compromise. So I think it's really whether or not we're talking about China, which is an English production, India, which is an English production, or whether or not we're talking about the Dubai, which is another English production, courtesy of Allenby and Company. The fact is that it's going to be about the English reacquiring the colony.
Bill, with all the clamor about this ports issue, how come nobody was griping that the British controlled the ports before it was sold?
Well, see, that's what's funny, is that the British did control the ports, and I had put out articles over about a 3 to 4 year period dealing with that. Nobody cared. Why? Because they're English. However, because of the Saudis and their quote-unquote Muslim connections and the racism that we've allowed to be cultivated between Middle East peoples and the peoples of this country, it becomes a big issue. You know, we've had Bush and company promoting all their 911 nonsense and the evil of Saddam Hussein and the radical Muslims and all this stuff. The fact is that people fell prey to something we shouldn't fall prey to, and that is racism, when in fact, in my humble opinion, the true racist issue is the English. That is one of the most racist nations in the history of the world.
This ports issue also brings to light this secretive committee on foreign investment. So now we're finding out there's this other secret committee. How many secret committees actually exist in this government?
Can you say uncountable?
It's like, I mean, unbelievable.
You know, so many of us who know about the CFR and the Royal Institute of International Affairs don't even understand the diverse subdivisions that exist there, right? And all the secrets that that encompasses as well. So it puts us, you know, folks, you can't know everything as an individual, but by sharing the information and putting it on the web, which is now in major jeopardy, given this new email tax that Google and Yahoo and others have already said they're going to start charging, it's going to put a great damper on the information revolution. And I just hope and pray that people can step up to the plate and donate, and that they can realize we're going to have to start paying for what we've taken for granted, which is the freedom of the Internet, the last great frontier.
Well, I want to touch upon that in a minute. But first of all, you're mentioning how much control and influence England has. Talk about their relationship to Israel, which stretches all the way back to the Balfour Declaration and how instrumental they were in not only starting World War II, but creating this nation of Israel right after World War II.
Well, the fact is, when we're dealing with the Balfour Declaration, which is fascinating because basically we had a nation known back then, which became known as Israel, which was purchased by the Rothschilds. They bought the land, and then they orchestrated the giant exodus and things like that, and the British were right there with them, and the British were the primary motivator in all this stuff happening. So, you know, from my theological perspective, which is not in line with almost anyone's, probably 99% of the people think I'm crazy, and I'm not going to get into that right now. This is a logical rearrangement of prophecy. This is making prophecy come true rather than have it happen through God's book and God's will. So to me, it's very dangerous because almost every church in the United States is pro-Israel,
yep.
And I don't hate Jews, but I do take difference and umbrage with the Zionist agenda, which is going on. That agenda is not simply a Jewish agenda. It is an elitist agenda, and that's what people need to differentiate. The Zionism that is talked about, that Ernst Zundel is now facing serious jail time for, and that professor for something he wrote 20 years ago and doesn't even endorse it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, they're establishing the Zionist agenda not as a quote-unquote racist supremacist, but it's an elitist supremacist, and that's what we the people have got to start understanding.
Did you hear that the Senate is supposed to be debating the Patriot Act today, and it's going to be, I guess, aired on C-SPAN or CNN this afternoon? My question is, how can they debate something they didn't even read? They approved it without even reading it, and now they're going to debate it?
Well, you know, that didn't stop Bush from supporting the port issue, despite the fact he read about it in the newspaper before he even knew what was going on. Now, these people do that. See, that's one of the great weaknesses of the United States right now regarding our legislation. We need to have responsive legislation going on. In California, our senators and congressmen would see up to 3,000 bills a year. Now, when you look at those bills, and they're anywhere from a few pages to dozens or even 100 pages, there's no way that these people can read these bills. So what goes on is that they hire these staffers who are there to, quote-unquote, help disseminate the information. And generally what we'll have go on, and this is important, is three different versions of a bill. You'll have the, quote-unquote, conservative version, you'll have a very liberal version, and then you'll have a third version, which is usually what they agree upon. Well, the fact is here, folks, these guys have not read it. The Patriot Act is an evolving piece of legislature, and it evolves according to the whims of the Bush administration. And the fact is that I don't think these guys can do it justice. It needs to be repealed, it needs to be revoked, and then it needs to be started again from ground base zero and review everything in concert with all the congressmen and senators. And I think if indeed they did that, we the people would have some input, because I don't know if anyone that I have met on either side of the either neocon agenda No one does.
Right.
Well, Bill, you mentioned before how the Internet is in jeopardy, the Internet as we know it, and this email tax. And I think this is really an issue that's flying under the radar. Let everybody know what we're up against here.
Well, what we're up against right now, first of all, anybody who'd like a copy of this, and you need to get a copy of this if you're on the Internet, get this because you need to call your congressman, you need to call your senator. The article was written by an Associated Press writer. This is not a right-wing extremist letter. It's called Diverse Groups Team Up to Fight Email Thieves. And again, that came out this morning. There's a variety of interest groups from the most extreme liberal to the most conservative groups that are all working together because they want to fight the proposed bulk emailing fee. Now, a couple months ago, there was a proposition within the Internet that they're going to start charging businesses for sending out spam. I don't have a problem with that, except I knew it would do exactly what it did, and that was reach into your pocket and my pocket. They're only going to charge anywhere from a penny to 2 pennies each. However, folks, as that information gets disseminated, the possibility is that they might stack additional fees on it. Say, you sent it to your sister who sent it to someone else. You might have to pay for that. Now, what the gig is, they're saying that it will allow you to bypass the user's junk filters or junk mail filters, the spam filters, and go directly to a user's mailbox. Well, excuse the heck out of me. What we're talking there is gross censorship, meaning that unless you have the money, honey, you don't get your email into the people's mailboxes that you choose to send it to. And if indeed this does come through, it'll put me out, it'll put tens of thousands of people on the cutting edge of breaking news and information out of business because we won't be able to control and we will not be able to afford to pay the fees or have any control about where the email eventually ends up at.
And Bill, if somebody's on your email list now, this is the kind of information they'd be getting, right?
Oh, yes. And again, you do that, folks, by sending the word subscribe to bill@proactivenews.com, bill@proactivenews.com. See, there was another email I sent out, and almost no one commented on it, and I find it very important because it's called virtual visits. They're now pushing for legislation. Rather than get to see your child if you're divorced, you simply get on the Internet, and they will allow the child to part of the divorce settlement will be the child will have to have an email link and access to send you pictures of themselves, and you can visit with them. However, that's going to segment and fragment visitation issues much greater, and I'm really concerned about it because I also think it'll open up a whole new level of cybercrime where maybe a child has been taken by a parent and is being abused horribly, and they're going to now put together a virtual visit which will bypass the personal touch that the parents need to achieve. So, if this was a benevolent society, my friends, what a great idea. But it's not a benevolent society. It is a malevolent society.
Yeah, it's insane. Bill, I got an interesting email that Mark Kernke is going to be released March 15th. Have you gotten any word on that? And for those of the people out there that aren't familiar with Mark, tell everybody a little bit about why he's significant.
Well, Mark Kornke put out a video a number of years ago called America Under Siege. The allegation was that he worked in the intelligence community and that he was set up and thrown in jail. Certainly, he was hassled quite a bit, and he is, quote-unquote, one of the fathers of the modern militia patriot movement. I know him and Bill Cooper kind of used to wrangle back and forth on that, but the fact is Kornke is a significant figure, and it's pretty close to the time that he should be getting out. I know they're giving him some time off early, if he does indeed, but I kind of doubt it. I really kind of doubt it.
All right. Well, now...
I would think they might be doing that because they want public, aggression against the government. They want a reason to lock us up. They want a reason to enact more Patriot Act-type laws. And so that could be that they would try and hang some of that on him, or maybe he'd be involved himself, but the bottom line is, I really doubt if they let him out at this point.
Well, supposedly this came from Nancy, his wife. So.
Oh, well, that's good news.
I'm going to check on that.
I still kind of doubt that they let him out, though, because they've turned him down pretty tersely at his last opportunity to get out. So, I mean, I hope for the family's sake that he's let out. I just don't think they're going to let it happen.
All right, Bill, when we were on Frank's show today, actually beforehand, somebody called in and was talking about the polls, and I'm sure you agree that these polls usually are phony baloney and they're nothing more than just conditioning devices, but they said Bush's popularity rating is now down into the 30s, and Dick Cheney's is something like 18. I also know that you were one of the ones that was on top of this whole Cheney shooting. It looks like he was drunk,
yeah,
and he got away with it, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I understand that they had used Jeff Gutker to ghostwrite a book for him that was going to be released soon. It was called Cocktails and Hunting, but I understand they've suppressed that.
With cock being the operative word, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it was right along with Bush's book, The Art of Eloquent Speaking and Intellectual Talk. That was suppressed, too. So I think their timing on that was pretty good.
Why do you think the Secret Service guys actually came out with that?
Yeah, well, you know, I would like to see these guys come right out. I think their highest degree of survivability is going to be contingent and dependent upon publicity. They need to get their names in the news. And I know we've seen that happen time and time again. You know, it's like 27 of the chief molecular biologists in the world have died of mysterious circumstances under the Bush administration. Sounds a lot like Bill Clinton's ever-diminishing Rolodex list when he was president. And the reason I think they're gone is because they did not go public and they decided to remain discreet. I just want to urge Secret Service or anybody that has insider information in that regard, come on, get your face on the news. Get it on the Internet, all right, over the Internet, because they don't have complete and total control of the Internet yet, not at this point.
All right, Bill. March might be the most monumental month that we've faced in ages. Tomorrow is going to be Israel's deadline against Iran to stop their nuclear proliferation, or whatever they call it. On March 6th is the meeting of the IAE to talk about the Iran and their atomic weaponry. On the 20th, Iran introduces the Bourse, and at the end of the month, Israel has an election. What do you see coming up this month in the Middle East?
Well, I see nothing but chaos coming out of there. I mean, for the International Atomic Energy Commission to release the reports that Iran has proceeded with a nuclear enrichment program, and they're saying, oh, it appears it might be geared towards just energy. This is kind of what Israel and the U.S. need in order to perhaps launch a preemptive strike on Iran. You know, Iran and Syria are clearly on the path to be hit, and the U.S. and Israel are going to do it. I don't think there's any doubt about it, because, again, everybody's working overtime to help establish Israeli dominance over there in the Middle East. And, you know, I find it funny because Bush said that, you know, they've got to keep a tight eye on Iran, and Iran is a terrorist threat, and, again, they're possibly holding weapons of mass destruction. Boy, haven't we heard that with another nation,
yeah,
starting with I. But the funny thing is that his primary motivation he made for keeping an eye on them was that they didn't acknowledge Israel as a nation. Well, America, I hope you're paying attention, because the United Arab Emirates do not acknowledge Israel as a nation either. However, they do acknowledge the British as sovereigns, in my humble opinion. And I think that's the real issue. This is about consolidating the money and the oil. And folks, when it finally happens, Bush's prediction of we'll be able to get cheap oil after attacking Afghanistan and Iraq, I think it'll go all the way up to $5 a gallon at that point and be on a parity with what the Europeans are already paying in much of Europe.
Bill, I was looking on this website called Bella Chow this morning, and a guy, a blogger named Ben Frank, was talking about how he's convinced that Congress exists within a bubble, that they get their news, a lot of them, from mainstream sources like Fox, Faux News, etc. And he says the bloggers are more clued in and in tune to what's going on than people, our politicians are, and that the bloggers and the people that read this stuff the bloggers are putting out are more qualified to represent the people than the politicians that are already in place. Now, personally, I think there's a fine line between being clueless and being complicit, and I think he's being charitable when he says that they are clueless, that they're in a bubble. What do you think?
Oh, didn't I write that? No, I didn't write that, obviously. I'm joking. Very eloquently put, and I think very precise. You know, I was flirting around with trying to have a talk show on ABC Talk Radio, and an old friend of mine is actually the person who's a primary decision maker. And what she told me, she said, you know what, you have no friends among the Democrats or the Republicans.
That's good.
You have a fringe of patriots that want to follow you. I said, no, I don't think it's really patriots. It's just people that are looking for the truth because, you know, I have made some declarative statements that have upset a lot of people in the patriot industry who have
a racist agenda
or a militaristic agenda, when the fact is it's going to be the re-education or the proper evaluation of education in this nation that causes the revolution that we need to happen. So the guys that are throwing up AK-47s and the other stuff, I think these guys are going to be in deep trouble because, again, it's going to be education that makes the righteous change. And anything else is going to fall woefully short and might leave us in a worse condition than before any sort of revolution that would take place. So she told me, she said, you're inventive, you're funny, you're anti-conservative. I said, no, I'm anti-liberal, too. I'm just pro-truth. And again, my experiment with that and the couple tests that I had failed miserably. But the thing was, she said, you know, if you would just change, can I change the truth? And what allocation of the truth am I supposed to give? Folks, I'm either going to put out the best dissemination of information I have in my ability to do so, or I need to just drop out and get off it.
Wow, how well said that is.
Bill calls it re-education. We call it deprogramming.
Yeah. Well, Bill,
television, do you remember when we were in our 20s or teens, you had variety shows and you had sitcoms. Now it's all called television programming.
Yeah.
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 Don't consider stuff like that, and that is a real factor. You know, I tell most people, turn off your TV. Myself, I stay tuned to it to the best of my ability because I do believe I'm immune to the programming, and I do believe I can see the way the masses are being programmed, and as a result, I know how best to attempt to deprogram them.
Well, and you have to keep an eye on what the enemy is doing. But, Bill, we only have a couple minutes left, so before I ask you this last question, once again, let everybody know how they can contact you and get on your email news service, which we have to stress is the best one in existence today.
Okay, folks, you can get on it by writing subscribe to the following email address, bill@proactivenews.com, bill@proactivenews.com, which is also the name of my radio show, Proactive News. And I want to urge you, if you get on, expect to get 10 to 20 emails a day sometimes. I've been working real hard recently to keep it down to about a dozen a day. Again, bill@proactivenews.com.
All right, very good. Now, over the last weekend, one of our good friends, Patriot Jim Cujua, attended a protest at a Hillary Clinton fundraiser where there was over 100 people in attendance, which we thought was very, very...
Of the protesters against her, there were 100.
Yeah, against. I want you to tell everybody right now what America is going to look like in 2008 and on if Hillary Clinton is elected president.
Well, I think we will see a paper withdrawal of some of the provisions of the Patriot Act, but yet again, a bureaucrat, once you give them a weapon, they will use it to the greatest efficacy possible. So I think they'll rail on about changing things and repealing Bush's decisions, but nothing will really change. And I think once Hillary gets in charge, and I'm sure she's going to be the next president of the United States, I think you're going to see a very dire stomping out of a lot of different information sources. I know as the co-producer of Bill Clinton's Rise to Power, which was the definitive Clinton video ever done. The fact is that we saw so much harassment. I have my life threatened on camera, and if we hadn't kept the film and put black tape over the little red button, you know, they might have killed us while we're in Arkansas asking questions in the early 90s. And the fact is, I think you're going to see an escalation of violence against the people. It's been bad enough with Bush. They've been mostly dealing with the tapping and spying and stuff like that. But if Hillary gets in, I think we're going to see a much more physical agenda against the people of this country. Either way is wrong. I don't endorse either one. I stand against both. But I think that will be the definitive difference.
You know, Bill, you're the second guest on this show in a row that said they believe Hillary's going to be the next president. Can it really be?
Oh, yeah. I think it's pre-picked and predestined. I think all this things are set up. I don't think we truly vote for anyone anymore. And the fact is, till we get back to paper ballots, we'll never know who really wins the election.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for coming on today. We urge everybody to sign up for Bill's newsletter, listen to his radio show. And, Bill, you know, you're so on top of things, we want to try to start making this a monthly thing where you come on this show because you know, we throw these questions out to you, and you're on top of it as much as anyone. So we just want to thank you for coming on.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it greatly, and the opportunity to share the truth is always an opportunity to bless someone and be blessed yourself.
All right, Bill. Thanks again. Keep up the great work.
Have a great day, Bill.
That's right. We're going to be back tomorrow on Wing TV. We want to thank Frank Whalen once again for having us on today. And you know what, Lisa? There's a sense of hope. There's a growing sense of hope right now that people can take this government back. So we're on an upswing, folks. We've had some minor victories, but we have to keep pushing ahead.
And as we've been saying lately, fight the power.
That's right.
We can win. We are winning. Slowly but surely, we're making progress. There is room for hope. And if there wasn't, we wouldn't be doing what we do. Neither would Bill.
That's right. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.